How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And we're recording in the flat I'm staying in Edinburgh. And so we are joined at this moment by...
a whole collection of people.
Oh, that was their cue to say their name.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. We didn't rehearse that.
I know, but that's the spontaneity of it.
That's how we do it.
Say your names and then we'll go in the other room.
James Acaster.
Stuart Laws.
Annie McGrath.
Paul Williams.
And they all condone everything we're about to say in this podcast.
No,
absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything. We're going to say some pretty bad things.
I do.
James.
Please.
Hi, guys.
It's the first day of the Fringe. We're all about to go and do our shows.
Yeah.
Are you feeling nervous?
Kind of nervous. I've just had an extra coffee.
How many have you had today?
A lot. I had 3 coffees this morning.
3 before you started your day?
Well, I started
tired
my day.
Are you?
Really tired.
Why? We came home really early last night.
I know, but I have trouble sleeping in a new bed. Stuart and Annie, you were just discussing gym choices. What are your thoughts?
Difficult.
Yeah.
We mean the gym, not a man called Jim. So we've been talking about different Jameses as well.
Well, yeah, but not...
But they don't know. But
they
yeah, I'd like to keep them in the loop.
What gym do you think you're going to go to, Stuart?
Well, the Scotsman is closed.
So probably not that one.
Permanently, they won't let me in.
Bang on the door?
Because there's a load of people, I think, skateboarding in the old pool now. That's what happens to old pools.
Yeah, that
oh
is.
Oh, my God,
we know
that's
there.
So cool. Whoa,
what, Dogtown and the Z-Boys?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said, James.
Dogtown and the Z-Boys.
Like,
that's how
Dogtown,
they started out.
Dogtanyan and the Z-Boys.
I had
Dogtown and the Z-Boys started out by skateboarding in the
Dogtanyan.
Old empty pools.
Can I just
ask a question? Well, if you're going into... I can skateboard... Clang.
Same here.
Thank you.
I can't.
I mean, not a great shot
not
to anyone.
Not a great sense of balance, unless I'm maybe doing some sort of Latin ballroom.
No. Can you do any Latin ballroom?
No.
I can.
Can you?
I can teach you. I can tango.
I can boogie.
That's not what we do when we tango.
Okay, but
that's the boogie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's doogie boogie.
You confuse it with the boogie woogie.
All night long. Yes.
So,
balance.
If you're skateboarding and you're in a pool, isn't it very edgy?
Hang on, isn't it sloped?
But no.
It's not like a pool, like a square rectangle.
Well, that's what
pool.
I think a pool would be like.
I think, isn't it like the Dogtown Z-Boys?
You still don't know what that is, James. Know your audience. None of the people that listen to this podcast can have a fucking clue what you're talking
about.
There were
a group of skaters in America, and they skated in this, like,
Tony Hawk.
Curvy pool.
Chesney Hawks.
Tony Hawk.
Chesney Hawks was the singer.
Who's Tony Hawks?
Wasn't
he the
one? He's got a PlayStation game. That's
correct.
The
10 points to Annie McGrath.
Oh, I was thinking of... Who was I thinking of? Tony Hall. No, Tony...
Tony
Hall
Hawks is a humorist.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
He wrote an island with a fridge.
Speaking of humorists...
Yeah, Paul.
The film The Lords of Dogtown, which is about the Z-Boys or whatever
you call it. Yeah.
Starring Mitch Hedberg, comedian.
Also, why not the Zed Boys, James?
Because they're
American. Do you hate your country?
I can't call them. Yeah, I've got to respect them and their national view.
So, if you're in America, do you do math?
Yeah, I do math all
just
the
once.
Time. Yeah, I do math. And
I do math anyway.
I walk on the sidewalk.
No, you don't.
Do
you don't say maths, do you?
Yeah. Stuart's actually quite Americanized.
Yeah, he does a lot of
over here.
And why?
Yeah, I've said trash.
No, you don't use
what?
Adverbs either.
And I don't use adverbs, and I'm not sure what that means.
What does that mean, to not use
like,
adverbs?
That was real nice, or you did that real quick, instead of quickly.
Real
annoyingly.
Yeah!
Hey!
You deserve that, by the way, Stuart. You deserve every bit of that.
Well, no, but Susie brought it back.
Stuart eats 5 Guys burgers and Krispy Kreme donuts, and he eats those both.
Dunkin',
the skinniest.
Dunkin' above Krispy.
What? Okay, so they're both.
Oh,
American,
that's
anyway.
A strange order.
Yeah.
Dunkin' don't come in a box.
You sound. Say that again.
Krispy Kreme.
Dunkin' don't come in a box.
Dunkin' don't come in a box.
That sounds like a talk down in like a.
Yeah. Dunkin' don't come in a box. They come in like a presentation case. That's what's so lovely about this.
What
it sounds like a character called Dunkin' don't come in a box.
Dunkin' don't come in a box.
You can buy them at service stations now in a cabinet.
We have done.
In a box.
Mm. Did we do that? You buy Krispy Kreme in a box.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, sorry. Are we going to talk to the Dunkin' dilettantes or the Dunkin' expert?
Who's the Dunkin' dilettante? So they
Dunkin' dilettante is a great.
In New Zealand, you get Dunkin' in a box.
Yeah,
but there's no Krispy Kreme in New Zealand.
Yeah. What? Really?
There's a Dunkin' in Auckland, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Multiple.
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 There's not that many Dunkin' in the
they
UK.
Actually shut. There used to be one in Ruislip. Home to
Stuart Lord.
Such a long way to go.
Do they do ice cream cake in Dunkin' Donuts?
They do it at the Baskin Robbins, which is like partnered with it. It's sort of like a franchise. You get
Baskin Robbins, pralines and cream. Best ice cream in the world.
You think pralines and cream is?
Mm-hmm.
By who?
By Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins.
Well, it's good in other places, but
Baskin Robbins. What about sometimes that Cinnabon? Cinnabon?
Oh, I love those. When you can get them warm and they're really soft.
I don't know if that's the only place I've seen them.
But they're like 700 calories each.
I don't think they're
worth
the
same.
Oh, I've got a
Fitbit.
I've never been in, but I've walked past and gone.
Because I know that I would love it so much.
Oh, it would be
upset. So I've never been in.
It's the best thing. Yeah, I had it 2 days ago.
From the one in Piccadilly Circus?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And a few days before that in New York.
Paul's just come back from New York.
Clang.
Stuart's a long term listener,
first time talker
on the podcast. And this is a big deal for you, Stuart, isn't it?
You know, you listen to it in the shower.
In the shower while you're naked?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
wow.
You listen to me and Tom.
I would wonder how many other people are listening to this naked.
Perverts.
Because the back of my phone is sticky.
You completely misjudged.
So you can stick it to ceramic,
Stuart.
Wow.
Or women.
Or to the back of a woman.
In the shower.
Or man.
Very
what
good.
What a great thing. So while you were maybe spending time with a person you were intimate with, you could also be maybe watching a YouTube video.
Or listening to our podcast.
What a great idea. Yeah. What a busy age we live in when you have to double time. Like that.
Double time.
Paul, tell us about your, if you don't mind.
Please.
Please tell us about your trip to New York where you had the donut there.
Did all kinds of things. Went to the park.
He's playing this down. He told me that he high-fived Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
No way.
In a swimming pool?
No.
Why did you think that would be a swimming pool, Tom?
Well, I feel like a lot of things happen in America in hollowed-out swimming pools. From what this conversation was earlier.
Have you seen anything about America before this conversation?
No.
I understand why it's so confusing now.
Yeah, I high-fived Chance the Rapper. That was maybe the highlight.
How did that come about?
Went to his concert.
That makes more sense.
But I got there quite late. It was still like the opening
act.
High-fives the latecomers. Well done, guys.
Is his concert the sort of thing where he would notice latecomers? Is it like a play?
Oh, no.
Where people kind of stand up on the road, someone comes in with a torch?
Yeah. No.
Like some Edinburgh venues when the door is right next to the stage.
My venue is like that. Please be on time.
I still got there before he came on. But I'm just meaning like in terms of getting a good spot, it was quite amazing that I was against the railing. I just went into like the general, like the GA area, and I was kind of standing at the back of that, and then I was like, I should just walk around the other side to see if there's space there. And I went around, there was just no one there. Everyone just went in the door and just stopped where they were.
Oh.
And so I just went up against the front, and then there was a speaker, and someone put their stuff on it, and I was like, told the guy, I was like, you should move your stuff because then he'll come and stand on the speaker and then we'll high five him. And then it just happened.
It just happened.
Yeah.
That's great. So you know it was him, it wasn't.
What?
Well, you knew it was him.
Yeah, of course, he'd just been on stage.
It was
his
shot.
He paid to see him, Tom. He knew who he was.
Yeah.
Imagine no one knew who you are.
But if Chance the Rapper came up to me, I wouldn't know from Adam.
It's the equivalent of when you and me went to see Elaine Page.
Oh, was
like
he as good as Elaine Page?
I have seen her live as well.
Clang.
Oh,
didn't high five. Is Clang
did you
brag?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought that the first time.
It's
I haven't been kind of yet. Oh, is that maybe
no,
that?
It's not happening.
Is Clang like when you name drop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just okay. Name. It's actually I think from name dropping really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, but we.
But you comically adapted it.
Who's the
lame
page?
Non-brags.
What?
She's like a rapper.
She's a rapper.
I was just thinking of Ellen Page.
Very
no,
different.
She's
because
a lesbian.
When
that's why.
When Ellen Page came out,
a That's
I said to my friend, oh my god, Elaine Page has come out. And they were like, oh my god, this is huge. And then I was like, no, I mean Ellen Page.
Wow.
Elaine Page is a famous musical theatre star.
Yeah, James, I'm surprised you haven't heard of her.
Grisabella?
She's Grisabella and Cats?
Mm. Oh, I hate Cats.
Oh,
the animals or the musical?
The musical. I like the animals, but the musical. I went to see the musical. That is a pile of bullshit. It was so stupid. There's loads of. Oh, there she is having a nice time. She's a rapper.
I don't.
No,
like
of course
not. No, James. Oh, you fell for it.
I don't want to get into clang, but clang. I was in Cats once.
Clang.
Played Skimbleshanks.
Wow. Skimbleshanks.
More like Skimble Clanks.
Oh, I bet it was.
It's clang.
Yeah, but I like it.
Were you good?
Can you dance, Paul?
Paul is a great dancer. Have you seen Paul's music videos?
I've seen Paul dance.
No.
I'm going to send them to you, and I'm going to put them in the link of this podcast.
No, yes. Paul Willis, absent treatment.
Oh, do you not like? Are you not proud of them?
He's just shy.
He's a shy
it's
boy.
Okay.
I don't want no fly guy. I just want a shy guy. I thought you would have joined in then.
Who is that?
I don't know.
It's Susie. She's behind you.
Oh,
it's like a panto. I'm behind you.
I hate the word jellicle. That's why I hate it.
Why do you hate it? Because it sounds like genitals.
It just sounds stupid. Jellicle is such a just phonetically hot just, ugh, word. I don't like it.
What does it mean?
Jellicle cats.
What
does
it mean?
It's the kind of cats that they are, but like it's like a word.
What is that? What does it mean? I've only heard it. It's just a nonsense word.
Yeah.
It's based on some poems by T.S. Eliot, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's in that style, a bit like a chorus line, where it's just like oh, like a little monologue, isn't it? And then it's oh, like a little or a poem about each one.
But chorus line's much better.
Chorus line's got a lot more dancing in it.
Yeah.
Then it's not about cats. I hate cats.
Hey, what about Velma?
She's not a cat though. She's like a water bottle.
She's like a hot water bottle.
That's different. To a water bottle. She's quite. She's and she's also a bit like a dog.
She is a bit like a dog. She follows you around.
Yeah, she's quite needy. Nice though.
Like me. Cat.
No, dear.
A little bit.
No.
I thought about bringing her to Edinburgh. I spoke to the vet about it, but I had to have drugged her and then taken her on a flight. And I feel like, because she's so small.
Oh my god, sounds like a lot of friends of mine.
Because she's so small, I thought I might have accidentally killed her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then that would have been a really bad way to start a friend.
Tom Cruise did it a lot to Cameron Diaz in the film Night and Day.
Oh. What, drugs her into her on plane?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a key thing of the plot, but he's doing it for her own good, so it's sort of dressed up as okay.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
How do we think about him, though?
Ooh, Susie, be careful.
I don't think he listens.
Well, he's...
To anybody, ever.
He is a like-minded friend.
I think he is a like-minded friend.
Well, we're all like-minded friends who listen to this.
This is the Scientology podcast.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, this is all Dianetics, right. All of this, you're me.
I'm a sea
orc.
Clang. Is it a sea orc or a sea orc?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I've never been into one of those doorways.
You'd have to come out of the L. Ron Hubbard. It doesn't work.
What? Oh, the L. Ron Hubbard.
The L. Ron Cupboard.
Cupboard. Yeah. It's more closet, I think people say about me.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not in the cupboard. Come out of the cupboard, do you?
Imagine if you came out of the cupboard, that would be such a like, that would be like the thing to say to a really like, boring gay. Yeah. They came out of the cupboard.
Or a gay from Narnia.
But then, to be honest, closet is a very American word, so...
It's I'm going back.
Yeah, Narnia's wardrobe. What the hell is the matter with you? Get all of your...
Came out
the
of the...
The witch in the cupboard.
Don't say Stuart to IKEA, am I right, guys?
Get...
Put that on.
Yeah, I'll make sure that gets in.
Did I tell you about my friend's... my dad's friend's daughter came out.
Of the cupboard?
Of the cupboard. Not that long ago. And
the drawers? Can you come out of the drawers?
No, I think if you're coming out of the drawers, you already know you're a lesbian.
Yes!
Ew.
Yeah.
But the way that her dad wanted to let me know that she was also gay, but without using the word gay or lesbian, so he said, "Ear, Suze, our Donna's like you, you know, a left-hand driver."
Oh, left-hand driver.
That they meant.
I would assume that meant American, because they drive on the other side.
No, lesbian.
It's because left-hand don't touch the gear stick, I assume.
I mean, I don't see
that. Oh, Stuart, Lord.
How did you put that together so quickly in your head?
It's happened to him. It's happened to him.
Yeah.
Right, should we
we're going to go through to the other room because I don't want to impose our podcast on these people who have essentially sat in their own flat in our living room having
I
a nice
feel
relaxed
like,
afternoon.
This is when people don't want to be in the conversation anymore, so they go, "Oh, I'll let you get on, but really you're thinking I don't want to be around you guys.
Oh no, I do. I just was suddenly aware that like this felt like I didn't ask you. I just said, "Oh, should we start doing it in here?" Mm-hmm. And then it's not very polite of us to be like, Oh, stop relaxing now, be on a podcast.
Is there an appearance fee?
No.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to very quickly plug the show? Is there shows?
You can, yes.
Paul, when's your show on?
Starts on Friday, and it's on at 11:20 p.m.
Right. In Surgeon's Hall.
It's at the Surgeon's Hall.
Yeah. And it's called?
You are shit at plugging, Paul.
Absolutely appalling.
Don't come.
No, what's it called?
No, I don't want to say.
Better Call Paul? Better Call Paul?
Paul doesn't like the title of his show. You won't even tell me.
It's called Summer Something.
Yeah, it's called Summer Something. But my name's Paul.
Summer Love.
Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
Annie McGrath, when are you on?
6:20 p.m. in Just the Tonic.
Oh.
Lovely stuff. Stuart Laws.
Stuart Laws. Pleasance Attic, 7 p.m.
James A. Kester.
My name is James A. Kester. No, my name is Paul Williams. So you can watch my videos on YouTube. Watch my video, Absent Treatment, for my hit song.
I'm gonna share that.
Can I just say that wasn't me? That was a fake. That was James.
Oh, good accent though, James. Yeah, that sounded like you. Paul.
Thank
Paul.
You very much.
Susie.
Should we go to your bedroom?
Oh, clank.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Sure, we're not. Come on then. Come on.
Into these cupboards in the kitchen.
Yeah, everyone, go back in the cupboard. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. Is that okay? Bye. We'll take it out if you don't like.
Which one?
The far left, yeah. And we're just walking through the flat now. Yes, that. Oh, yeah, not the far left, that one. Do come through.
Oh, you kept your very tidy.
Very tidy. And I'm still rolling on the. Oops, that's the door. It's got safety doors. And it's also got one of these computer tables.
It still has.
By, as a bedside table. And the computer table is. It's got one of those drawers for a keyboard.
I mean, who's still using that,
who's
right?
Who's still doing that, right?
Right.
And here we are in my little room.
At the Edinburgh Festival.
At the Edinburgh Festival, looking out on the Greyfriars Kirkyard, churchyard, if you will.
Now, anyone that would listen to our show, anyone that's been a long-time listener of the podcast, will remember that last year we did a podcast in this very spot, looking over the...
The coffee I made you is disgusting.
I've had two of them.
Oh, my God.
I put sugar and milk in.
Yeah, I'm not surprised it tastes so acrid. It's like tarmac. Horrible cup of coffee. I'm so sorry.
Well, you should be. I'm just saying, we're where we were last year.
Well, sorry. We are back where we were, as all things are. And, well, it's a strange day because it's the first day of the Fringe, so we're always, like,
Bit nervy.
And I've joined the gym. I've had my first training session.
Well done.
Yeah, with Scott.
Buffeting.
He's so buffeting, and I think he wanted to shake my hand at the beginning. I gave him a hug. I mean, I'd worked with him last year.
Right. Tom's... You're not a hugger naturally, though, are you?
With certain people.
I mean, you rarely hug me, and we've been really good friends for about 6 years.
I do hug you.
I'm joking. I'm joking, and also...
Also, many a true word said in jest. But I'm going back to train with him again tomorrow. He's also going to give me a massage. He does half an hour. He won't do more than half an hour. He says it's too much.
So what you do, you work out, then you shower, then you massage?
Yeah.
How
not all together. I mean, I don't know. But, I guess I should shower before I have a massage.
Right? Yeah, I would. And then he'll put some nice oils on you, won't he?
It's pretty butch. He'll probably just use, like, vegetable oil.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah. Lard. Melt some lard.
Just put some butter on your back.
Delicious, like a lovely flapjack.
I like flapjacks.
Yeah, me too. So you've joined a different gym to my one, though.
Yeah, I've joined the student gym.
And do you like it there?
I went today, it was very good. I've had that thing all day where I'm like, I've got sort of, I'm really excited to do the show, but it's, because my show's not until 9:45.
Oh, and Susie is at the moment checking her new Fitbit.
I know, I brought up the fact that I had a Fitbit in the other room, but no one picked it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. No one picked up what you put down there.
Do you know what I mean?
I did hear it, but I didn't know if you wanted to make it a thing or not.
I've got a Fitbit.
But how are you doing on your steps today? You've set yourself a task of 15k per day.
No, 1,200 steps.
1,200 per day.
Yeah. I'll smash it by the end of the day. Yesterday I did 1,800. Absolutely smashed it.
I think you did 18,000. You do a lot of... I think it is...
Am I doing 12,000 steps? Yeah, I am.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing 12,000 steps, you're right.
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. I haven't had mine on for a while. I need to charge it.
Oh, shit. I just dropped the phone. Sorry, guys.
Do you want me to take it?
No, it's fine. Can I'm just touching my Fitbit, trying to work out how many steps I've done.
That's it. It's the next one. 9.4K, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. It's amazing. 84.
My heart beats 84 at the moment. Is that, should I be concerned?
Well, it's a little bit raised, but I think that's natural for a stressful day. 72, I think, is average, as I remember from the Cubs when we had to learn how to do it. It was another thing I thought I couldn't do. I thought I didn't have a pulse. I thought I was dead.
You thought you didn't have a pulse?
Well,
when?
I was so rubbish at everything in the Cubs. I thought, oh, finding a pulse, that's another thing I can't do.
How old were you in the Cubs?
I think it was from about 9 or 10 through to about 12 or 13.
Right.
And when I was a seconder, I used to giggle quite a lot. And then there was a bigger boy who was a venture scout who was like helping inspect each of the sixes. And I was giggling, and he picked me up by the scruff of the neck and he said, "Don't you dare laugh at me," and I cried. Yeah.
Oh my god, how terrifying.
I still don't know who that boy is, and a lot of people think he's nice. One day I'm going to confront him about it.
Are you?
Do you ever think about that? Like, people who wronged you in that way?
Yeah, there's a Destiny's Child song on the first album. Oh no, it's actually on the second album, but a lot of people think it's the first, which is Writings on the Wall.
Oh,
and it's the first song where it's like, "I want you to know that I'm doing so good."
I've heard
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it you that said that I wasn't good?
Yes.
Said I didn't have a clue. Or wasn't it you that said that I wouldn't make it through?
Is it?
And it makes me feel like, yeah, actually, you remember, you girls from St. Edmunds.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Do you think it's about bullying then rather than the breakup of a relationship? Which I thought a lot of that album was about a breakup of a relationship.
Oh, I've always thought it was about bullying.
Oh, well, you know, you take what, you know, you take what
take
you
need. Take what you need, take what you need.
But there's nothing, you know, that's good. It's nice. I'm going to listen to that again. I haven't had that memory for a long time.
It's a great album.
Sure. It was during the Cubs that I also learned how to strike a match, which was something I was not permitted to do at home.
Striking match is quite fun. I like those strike on anything matches. They're fun.
Oh, they're fun.
What are they called? Flamenco
matches.
Famaggio? Or, I don't know.
Famaggio matches.
Famaggio. What does that mean?
Cheese.
They don't strike because they're too cheesy.
They're too cheesy. I like a cook's match. You know the longer ones? They burn forever.
Yeah, they do.
They're really good if you've got a really tough scented candle.
Because you need to hold it on there for a long time.
Yeah. Like one of mine is. I went into a card shop the other day. They have Yankee candles. I can't stand it. I'm sorry.
Why don't you like them?
I think they're basic.
Basic bitches. But didn't we agree a couple of podcasts ago that we both are basic bitches and we just need to embrace it?
Yeah.
You're still an opinionated bitch.
Opinionated, innit?
Tom, do you know what I hate about your bedroom?
Go on.
Guess.
The fact that the heating's on?
No, the fact that you've got a fake...
That is annoying, isn't it? That is a bit
so
like...
rubbish.
I don't know whether...
It's just been drilled to the wall. It's just like the outline.
Someone's bought a surround and just... I guess it came with the flat and someone thought, we better keep it.
No, but I mean, someone has attached that. Because there never would have been a fireplace on this wall.
No, that's true. It probably would have been on the outside wall, I guess. Yeah.
But that means... It's like a prop.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
This bedroom is a bit like a set.
It is a bit like that. It is a bit like...
If
I like it, though.
If you took away that wall and put an audience in,
which
I
might do.
Oh, good.
Which, in a way, I might well do. Well, it's quite useful because I like to assemble my my goods on it.
What have we got? We've got some Lizelle. We've got some Acer.
Lizelle bought for me as a birthday present last
from
year.
From Susie Ruffle.
From Susie Ruffle. I've not turned my back on Liz.
You know, and I see you've still got your muslin.
I have my muslin. I bought some new muslins.
Very nice.
It does have the appearance with those... If you do a hot cloth cleanse on your face every day, you have to dry off the muslin cloth. It does create the image of, like, a dirty old rag on the radiator, which is especially charming. But I like it still. I also have Liz Earle under eye cream.
Because you're getting so old.
Because I'm getting so old. But I've also got my new toner there. I love using toner. It's my new favourite thing.
Do you put it on your bald? On your bald?
On my bald. How offensive. No, I don't put it on my bald.
Sorry. Do you put it on your head?
On my bald head.
I'm
yes.
Sorry, I couldn't think of that.
No, I don't tone my head. Thank you.
Sorry.
Alas, no, I don't. No. But,
sorry.
No, I liked it. I do put a... If I razor my head, I put a...
little cream on.
A little cream on. And then I have my new moisturiser.
Very nice indeed, Thomas.
Aesop.
Yeah, it's very posh, isn't it? It's very expensive.
I know, I got upsold in the shop. I loved every minute of
it. I bet you love being upsold.
I love it.
As soon as someone's like, may I tell you about something? I'm sure you're like, yes, of course.
Yes, please stop me.
And I bet they're so relieved to see you because so many other people would be like, absolutely not, I can't talk to you right now.
I'm busy, I'm on my way to a meeting. But the thing is, you can't really say that when you're in the middle of Liberty.
No, I'm on my way to a meeting.
What, over at the Bulgari sunglasses stand?
I'm sorry.
Where you're going to go and try on sunglasses you can't afford. Things from like Miu Miu and all of that.
Miu Miu do really nice sunglasses. Their handbags are mental though.
Are they?
That's my opinion. Too many colours.
I mean, like those, a lot of those brands are kind of whoop.
I quite like it generally, but Miu Miu is always a bit much. And also, I say Miu Miu and I know it's
I feel like it might be Miu Miu, but I'm just saying.
I think it's Miu Miu. But I'm simple, so I say Momo.
No, no. I feel like my what would we call that? Shelf of things.
Well, isn't it a mantelpiece?
Mantelpiece of cosmetics.
Your fake mantelpiece,
My mantelpiece of cosmetics, my cantelpiece, is slightly let down by Shure roll-on deodorant.
I think it is let down by that.
Looks
but
really...
I'm pleased to know that you wear deodorant.
I mean, a lot of people are. And also some body cream there that I stole from a hotel.
Ooh,
Susie, how are you feeling about your first show tonight?
I'm more excited than nervous. Yeah. I'm going to go home in a moment. I'm going to spruce up. I'm going to pop on a suit, I think.
Of course.
First night suit, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to wear a blazer. Keep it cash.
Are you?
I think
with
so.
Jeans?
Is that mad?
No, not at all. Maybe I'll wear a blazer and jeans.
Do whatever you feel, though. Do whatever makes you feel good.
I'm going to try on a few different things whilst running my show in my head.
Like a montage in the first of the Sex and the City movies.
Like that. Or like
most of which was montages.
A lot of montages. Or the movie The Sweetest Thing.
Oh, I've not seen that. Oh. I haven't had a plane journey long enough for that one.
Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
Love her.
Love her.
Selma Blair.
Love her.
Christina Applegate.
Oh, she does
love
well.
Love her. They are three best friends in it. It's brilliant.
What is the what happens? Does somebody get married?
Or maybe okay, so
a relationship breaks up the friendship group.
So the main story. The other two girls have a storyline as well, but the main story is Cameron Diaz meets a guy out.
Okay,
they're out in a club.
Oh no, he's out.
No.
Gays don't exist in Hollywood.
Although there was a rumour that Cameron Diaz was gay, but now she's married, and I think it was one of those rumours that lesbians made up because we were like, it'd be great for her to be on team. And I think she was like, girls, that's fine,
well.
But also I'm not.
Well, that's nice.
But if she is, guys, you've got the PO box, get in touch, Cameron.
Cam, drop us a line.
So, she is out and out with her friends, she meets a guy, they have this, like, really good chemistry.
Great. Bunsen burners.
Lab coats on. Gas taps everywhere.
Sink at the end of the bench, full of old paper.
And, like, glue?
Glue. Who takes glue into a science class?
Who knows? Well, they took glue to the club. Actually, that's a different story. So then they meet each other. And then they... he says, I've got to go, I'm on a bachelor party. And she's like, oh, sorry. Then her best friend finds out about the bachelor party. And they're like, you had amazing chemistry with him. We should crash the wedding.
So they go to the wedding and it turns out he's actually the groom.
Precisely.
Oh, I knew it! So predictable.
Him and the bride aren't in love anymore.
Of course not. That's how weddings are. They're always full of people not in love, as the films have told us.
So they happily break up, but they still have the party. It's really weird. It's really silly. There's a great moment. There's a great moment of an 80s clothing montage. There's also a lot of Cameron Diaz like skipping around in her underwear to let everyone know that she's a free spirit.
I bet that is.
Which now as a feminist I'm like, man, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but as like 15-year-old Suze, I was like, yay.
It's interesting, isn't it? And a lot of people have seen writing about like how HBO series show lots of naked women but won't show any naked men. So I was always in a perpetual state of frustration. Even more so then.
And on that, Tom will be performing his show Nude.
Also I was gonna say about that Jennifer Aniston film with Paul Rudd, and
Along Came Polly?
Something like that, where they try and liven up their relationship and they sell their like tiny flat in New York that's worth loads of money.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
And they're turning 40 and then they go to like a hippie camp.
I haven't seen it. But Paul Rudd doesn't age.
Doesn't age, and I've always fancied him. Ever since I saw him in a TV version of The Great Gatsby with Toby Stevens that no one saw, but it had a lovely soundtrack.
He was great in Friends.
I loved him when he turned up in Friends. Always had a soft spot for him, as soon as I saw him.
How are you feeling about your show tonight?
Good. I also get nervous. I go from through the sort of phases of like, oh, I'm quite relaxed today. Oh God, I've got my show today. I should be panicking. And then like, why am I panicking? You should be excited about your show.
Oh, so we do gigs every night.
Yeah.
It's just a longer one.
It's a longer one, and it's a lovely place to be. So I'm excited. So if you're coming up to the festival or you have friends,
please suggest our shows.
Feel free to suggest us. Susie has her marvellous show at the Pleasance Courtyard, 9:45, and it's called Keeping It Classy.
And Tom has his wonderful show.
Oh, Susie.
Absolutely.
That's what it's called. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it is on at 8 o'clock every day in the Pleasance Courtyard in the Cabaret Bar.
Indeed, indeed. We would love to see you there.
And if you do come, be sure to stay around afterwards and say hello.
Oh, I hope you can say hello. And if you can't come up, then do feel free to drop us a line. Twitter, leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes.
Or
email us at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
We love getting those emails. Thank you very much for being our like-minded friends. And thank you for joining us here in my bedroom.
In your bedroom in Edinburgh.
And until next week, bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.